Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots happening in the news, not just politics, but pop culture stuff, too. And one of the things that I ran across, you probably heard about it by now, Sidney Poitier has passed away at the age of 94. What a life. Sidney Poitier. When you hear that name, I'm curious what you think. It depends on where you're from, how you were brought up, things like this. But he was iconic. I think Sidney crossed over in ways that you may not even think about unless you listen to somebody like me. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Sidney Poitier, guess who's coming to dinner? To Sir with Love. It was international. That movie was international. They call me Mr. Tibbs. I can tell you this. My grandparents lived and breathed Sidney Poitier. If there had been another person underneath Jesus, MLK, and FDR, it probably would have been Sidney Poitier. What was his impact on America? Well, being a child of the 60s, and growing up with people politically aware, and in the racially charged early part of the 60s, and I became sentient, you know, much later in the 60s and in the early 70s when I started to understand race relations and things like this. And I was made to understand it with my grandparents who had lived it, because I was raised by my grandparents. If I was raised by my moms, I would have a much less... It would be a different sensitivity to race. I might even be a little bit more militant on the other side of it. I don't know. I still think I would have recognized the differences. And I certainly can't say anything. I don't know my mom's politics. I know she understood racism. She would be, you know, in her mid-70s at this point. So she understood it. But my grandparents lived it in a way that, I got to tell you, To understand that gap is so important. It's important as to how I formed. My grandmother telling me how much she made picking cotton and having to pick 75 pounds of cotton and making 50 cents. You know how heavy cotton bowls are? And how bad it cuts your hands to pick it? She used to brag on how my grandfather could pick cotton like a machine. He had to pick 100 pounds. He got paid a dollar. It was insane. Anyway, going back to Sidney Poitier, when his movies would come on, it was as if the world in our house stopped. Well, before I get to that, I want to talk about this big perception of Sidney Poitier. What did he mean in the big picture of things? My understanding of, if you say, Kevin, give me your image of Sidney Poitier, it's him in a suit, being very intellectual, never acting. I have a word for it, but I won't use it. My grandmother said, let's call it N-wordish, okay? That's what my grandmother would say when people acted stupid, black folks. Sidney Poitier never acted that way. He always acted with distinction, and he had a distinct way of talking. I say to you, sir, you know, and I can hear that enunciation of the words at the end of it, you know, the G's and the T's at the end of those sentences. And Sidney Poitier was not to be trifled with. And guess who's coming to dinner? I think it was with Spencer Tracy, maybe Katharine Hepburn, I'm not sure, but I know Spencer Tracy was in it. Sidney Poitier dated a white girl. Can you imagine in the 1960s a movie about a black guy dating a white girl? And it was practically avant-garde, because the idea of a guy not playing a pimp or a prostitute in some blaxploitation film, but actually representing black people in a way that you could be proud. I will never forget that. We watched that film and my grandparents couldn't keep their mouths shut. Look at the way he is. See, that's the way you're supposed to. It was a lesson. It was a treatment in how to be a black man in America. You couldn't watch that in my family and not be moved by it. My grandparents were very big on people that could, you know, use their intelligence in a way against the racist. See, because Spencer Tracy was the racist of their family. The idea of her daughter dating a black man. And I want you to imagine what was going on in the 60s, how politically big this movie was. It did a lot for it. Let me put it this way. White girls started dating black guys. This is why we ended up with the Colin Kaepernicks and the Barack Obamas of the world. I don't know that they did us any favors now that I think about it, but I do understand it. What about To Sir With Love, where Sidney goes across the pond and he teaches a group of British kids how to appreciate themselves, British thug kids, not a bunch of black kids. We got to see him teaching all races and different backgrounds. It was an international film. It was an international hit. And then what about when he came back and he played the cop and he couldn't get people to cooperate with him? They call me Mr. Tibbs. I will never forget my grandmother. You see the way he said he made them white people call him Mr. Man, was I moved by that? Abso-freaking-lutely. Not in the ways you think. I didn't get caught up in the racial aspects of it. I got caught up in how this man carried himself. It wasn't about color. It was about respect. Period. It had nothing to do with his color. Sidney Poitier could have been Guatemalan and a midget. You guys know I love my Guatemalan midgets. He could have been Asian. He could have been whatever. No matter what color his ethnicity was, I'm telling you, he played a role that you had to respect. And that's what he gave to America. He made Americans of all ilk have to say, whoa, all black people are not like Superfly? Yeah. This is a guy that could fit in anywhere. He could hold his own with anybody. And it had nothing to do with his color. It had to do with him saying, you will respect me as a man. You will respect me as a human being. You will respect me as a professional. And whatever I do, that, you know, whether it was him playing the cop or him playing the school teacher, in every role he played, he demanded respect for black people. He would be the equivalent of Nat King Cole is to rappers today. America lost an amazing man, a guy who imprinted on me in ways I can never convey. Thank you, Sidney Poitier, for being who you are.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
On January the 6th, I didn't do a show about January the 6th. And the reason is, it's just another day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Democrats want January 6th to become this iconic day for them. The day that America was under fire, etc. And I was looking at all the nonsense that was on TV, CNN, democracy under attack, and all this other stuff. Here's what I want you to understand, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Understand how the government is attempting to make something out of nothing in order to promote its lies. 844-551-8256. 8255. Why did I add this? Oh, my goodness. A guy sent me a thing, and he says, January 6, 2020 was a con job pulled off in plain sight. I couldn't agree more. He wrote, it has almost become a sacred holiday for perpetrators of this, quote, insurrection hoax and their brainwashed lemmings. There was no way a bumbling, demented fool campaigning from his basement could have gotten 80 plus million votes. The steal was in, fraud was executed as planned, and the end was in sight. See, I'm not the only one thinking this. Neither have you been. I'm the one voicing it. Somebody wrote it. So there's other people out there thinking it. When you think to yourself, oh, I'm feeling like a conspiracy theorist. No, you're not. I mean, you may be feeling that way, but you're not. You believe, as millions of many other Americans believe, and you let me go ahead and save you the end of it so you can already know. You're right. This guy continues, there's only one problem standing between the stolen election and the inauguration. It was a constitutional challenge to the fraudulent electoral votes. The counting of those votes was to take place on January 6th of 2020. The fake insurrection made it possible to bypass the challenge by staging a riot encouraged by deep state, quote, FBI informants and Antifa soldiers. This is not an insurrection. It was none of that. And I talked about it previously. I touched on it, but I want to cover it a little bit more today, because I want you to understand how bad this is. And I gave you this, the secret sauce. I told you this is all about controlling us conservatives. They have got social media. They used to have media. Now they've got social media, which is supplanted media. Social media controls media. CNN doesn't want to get kicked off of Facebook or Twitter. Who's more powerful now? They don't need the media. The media helps. But if the media were to turn against them, they would ban them off on social media. They would destroy CNN. I want you to understand, Zuckerberg is a bigger media giant than CNN, MSNBC combined. Even Fox is afraid of him. But going back to it, so these people have combined all these things together in order to stop you from going after your right to question, prove to me how this clown could get that many votes when nobody pays attention to him. That's a legitimate question. If you said to me, Kevin, I don't believe that Barack Obama, man, got 68 million votes, I would say, dude, you smoking reefer. Barack Obama got 68 million votes. I know there was some cheated votes, no question, but let me put it to you another way. Barack Obama in 2008 got soundly enough votes to beat McCain. Not a question in my mind. He got enough votes. So if you were to argue with me about it, I would be like, man, forget it. But if you want to tell me that Joe Biden got enough votes to beat Trump, I would tell you, you are losing your mind. See, that's the difference between us and them. Another guy wrote this. The moment the coup began to reveal itself, Americans knew something was amiss. Many went to bed on November the 3rd believing that Trump was leading in enough states to secure an electoral victory. I was one of them. I was suffering from Wu flu during that time. I should never forget the dates that I caught Wu flu, because it was 2 weeks prior to November the 3rd is when I got it. And then I stayed sick through that because I got up on election night going, whoa, this is way too close. But Trump's winning, and it looks like he's got it in hand. Woke up the next morning, and Trump had lost. Or we went through the whole, you know, rigmarole. He says, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin is where he was winning. But strangely, however, while America slept, densely populated Democratic counties like Fulton in Atlanta, Georgia, Allegheny near Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania stopped counting votes, only to restart later when Biden suddenly got enough votes to swing the state blue. Similarly, Philadelphia stopped reporting at 1 a.m. and later announced that Biden had won the state. The morning of the 4th, as cries of fraud came from red areas across the country, the side that cried election fraud for 4 years suddenly fell silent. And apparently, 2020 had become the most legitimate election in American history. And they go on. You can talk about Donald Trump wrote a piece on it, and I'm going to get to that one later. But the statistical impossibility of this is just utterly amazing. Well, you know what? Let's just go in and talk about Trump because I don't want to cover another one of these. But he says what we witnessed yesterday, talking about January the 6th, were the last gasp of a corrupt and discredited left-wing political and media establishment that has for decades driven our country into the ground, shipping away our jobs, surrendering our strength, sacrificing our sovereignty, attacking our history and values, trying to turn America into a country that people can barely recognize. He says they're failing. No one believes them anymore. Joe Biden's voice is now a voice of desperation and despair. He talked about Biden's speech, which I didn't even bother to read, but I'm sure it was drivel. But what got me about this is he talked about Kamala Harris comparing January 6th to the 3,000 people who died on a day that Muslims attacked America. But more importantly is when he talked about how the Democrats have used this. He says they see January 6th has become the Democrats' excuse and pretext for the most chilling assault on civil liberties of American citizens in generations. It's been used to justify outrageous attacks on free speech, widespread censorship, deplatforming, calls for increased domestic surveillance, appalling abuse of political prisoners, labeling opponents of COVID lockdowns and mandates as national security threats, and even ordering the FBI to target parents who object to the radical indoctrination of their children in schools. And this week, January 6th, the Democrats also use this excuse to pass a radical federal takeover of state election law. They're trying to ban voter ID and other basic measures that can ensure the sacred integrity of the vote. He says, I'm not undermining our democracy. I'm trying to save it. I'm trying to take this country back. January 6th, folks, is a wake-up call to us. You better get in the game. You better support the people who are in the game, running with the football on your behalf.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S.-Russia talks in Geneva have ended. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State and Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister holding a meeting that lasted more than 7 hours. As far as what we can expect and what Russia is thinking, former Defense Secretary under President Obama, Leon Panetta, believes
this is a dangerous moment between Russia, the United States, and our allies. And we can either work out a negotiated settlement here over these next few days, or it can wind up in military confrontation with all the consequences that will result from that. So it's very difficult, I think, at this point to even begin to anticipate which direction Putin is going to take.
Wall Street with the case of the Mondays, the Dow losing over 500 points at times during trading on Monday. This is USA Radio News. The Chicago Teachers Union remains in a standoff with the city of Chicago over the union's vote for a return to remote learning as COVID-19 cases rise throughout the United States. CTU President Jesse Sharkey says the union and its members will stand strong in the negotiations.
Our union is prepared to stand up for what's right. We don't like bullies. We don't like tyrants. We're not going to be bullied or pushed into a corner.
The CTU argues they need more testing and better protection in the classrooms. They did offer over the weekend to return to remote learning this Wednesday and eventually return to in-person learning when cases go down. Ron Johnson is once again running for U.S. Senate, the Wisconsin Republican making the announcement official with a letter in Sunday's Wall Street Journal. Johnson saying as much as he'd like to ease into a quiet retirement, he doesn't feel he should. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to make you a bet that you now would be considered a conspiracy theorist with the way that you think. And you even possibly used to be a person who would call somebody a conspiracy theorist. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Fellow conspiracy theorist. A person who looked at things practically and said, doesn't sound right. Sounds kind of like you're out there. Tinfoil hat stuff. And now, I look back on things and I go, maybe that guy wasn't quite as wrong as I thought he was. Now, I'll be honest, I'm pretty open-minded, so I don't have that. I feel like people that are pursuing conspiracy theorists, congratulations, I just don't have the time. I don't dismiss them at hand, but some of them are a little outlandish. But I'll tell you this, I'm convinced there are people who want to control us, not only from a standpoint of the population, but they want to control us in terms of making us do what they want us to do. And they are doing experiments to modify our DNA. I know, sounds crazy. But think about all the technology, and I told you guys, and if you've listened to the show for quite some time, as you should have, once they mapped the human genome, game over. Once they understood what is the biological building block of you, and they figured out ways to manipulate certain sections of it, I'm talking about, it's like you knowing where your door is, you know, the back door, how to get into your home. It's easy. Do you want to talk about end of times? I always refer to Hollywood and this, and I refer to this movie, The Bourne Identity, and I always talk about the DNA aspects. But there was a guy, if you watch the show, he's a scientist and he's a goofy dude. And just one day, he's clicked, and he's like a Stepford. I have to kill everybody, and he kills everybody in the lab except one woman. And the government is telling you we're behind it. They ultimately try to kill the woman that he missed, which is where the movie sort of takes off and with the whole Bourne piece of it. But this guy's a regular guy. He's a lab rat. He loves what he's doing. He's just studying stuff. And one day when they shut the program down, boop, something happens and there's a click in him. I haven't talked about his role in it. But if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. He's a normal guy one day, and next thing you know, the Manchurian candidate kills everybody he's been working with, and then he kills himself. Now, again, I go back to this. Hollywood isn't that clever. There are people working in labs under non-disclosure, under penalty of death, if they tell you what's going on. And I bet you money, it would scare the living daylights out of you if you knew. Anyway, brings me to this list of Democrat BS. It is so long, it is so thick. Every time I consider their BS, I have to wonder, how did they get away with this? How are they doing this? This mass psychosis that has people just blindly going along with stuff. It boggles common sense. It's not like we don't know it. I played a clip the other day of a guy named Joe Concha, and he was talking about Biden's lies, and he says Biden lies openly and blatantly, knowing that it's a lie. No, I mean, you'd have to be brain dead to say a lie. I helped go to my ear, do this. I marched with black people on the Norman Pettus Bridge or whatever, and you're going, you were 6 years old. You didn't do it. Things like that. In your face, blatant lies. Is he called out for it? No. Is he criticized by the Democrats? No. Is he criticized by the minions, the people that supposedly voted for him? Is he criticized in the world community as being a liar? Nope. Nothing. But Trump, they tracked every lie. You remember this?
Trump has now lied 9,613 times. And you look at these, I don't know if you ever did, but if you look at these lists of, quote, lies, you're like, that wasn't a lie. The truth has become a lie.
It's insane how often Biden blatantly lies. The Democrats blatantly lie. Go by them individually and you crack yourself up. These are the people that said,
there can be no cheating in the election. And then when Trump won, there was total cheating in the election.
Then when Trump lost, how could you possibly believe that there's cheating in the election? They flip-flop based on whatever is the... And let me tell you, it's all for one of two things or three. Money, power, or money and power. It's that simple. They want to be on the side who determines life and death and success and failure. And no matter how they tell you...
We're going to make it all equitable, equality, whatever. They mix the words.
Equity is not the same as equality. Maybe not. But I'll tell you this, opportunity is opportunity, and it's very subjective because some people take advantage of it and other people don't. It just drives you crazy. We're in the midst, folks, of a liapalooza. January 6th insurrection. Yep. Nowhere on the planet have Trump supporters killed, maimed, burned, looted, etc. But we're accused of it. And they've now got this political theater that wants people to believe that you're bad people. They want you arrested. They want you put away. They want laws built to stop you from doing what? Nothing. You have done nothing wrong. And they want to pass laws. Have they passed these laws for Black Lives Matter that went out and killed cops on a day? Have they passed these laws for Antifa that routinely beats down people? They don't even honor the laws of regular thugs that go out every single day in major cities around this country and have the violent crime rate spiking so high nobody feels safe. Yeah. Jussie Smollett accuses us of beating him up in what is an obvious hoax. And boy, did they give him media. And even in the wake of knowing the truth, has there been any apology? Has there been anything to say, you know, well, look, Trump supporters, we're really sorry. No, they doubled down by creating January 6th. again, blatantly in your face lying. All over this country, every single day, in Democrat-controlled cities, there are wars, just wars. Little mini wars going on every single day. Very few arrests. Look at the arrest records. What was it? Lori Lightfoot.
Well, we should be proud. We have a 18% clear. We're clearing more crime, murders.
And it was like less than 30%. She's proud of that. 70% of the people get away with murder. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you could just say you get away with murder. If you were in Vegas and you had 70% odds, there wouldn't be a casino there. Murder. So, they don't make any arrests. There's no Fort Pelosi being built around these neighborhoods. When Antifa or Occupy Portland took over areas of the city, they didn't build. They built their own enclave. There was nobody protecting those citizens from the hooligans of Antifa. No indictments. No warnings to those groups that if you do this, you're going to get charged with insurrection. No attorney general who's determined to shut them down, etc. These people have effectively gotten away free and clear. They know who they are. BLM is organized. Antifa, for the most part, let me put it this way. If Antifa were the Tea Party, they would have one of those FBI charts with the mafia. You know, with the capo and the capo regimes and the whatevers, the enforcers. They'd have everybody mapped out. They know who they are. They would have facial recognition. Tea Party people would be rotting in prison for the things that either BLM or Antifa has done. And there's nothing. Catch and release for the most part of these thugs. Folks, it's lie to your face. Now that January 6th has come and gone, until next year when we got to redo it again, unless we control the House, maybe we can return to normal then, huh? Just blatant lies. The other biggest blatant lie that's happening right now that looks like a conspiracy theory that you probably wouldn't have believed in the past has to do with Wu Flu. I'm convinced this is a worldwide cabal of the most elite. And I'm going to play a clip when we come back of a German doctor who's got it down. It'll be an eye-opener for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As I mentioned before, if you had said to me a couple of decades ago that there'd be a global conspiracy to get people to take a shot over a disease that, you know, essentially kills less than the flu, and all the things that we've talked about the Wu flu scam, because that's what it is, it's a scam. Oh, Kevin, people die from it. Yeah, they died from a Chinese bioweapon. And that bioweapon was used as part of a global scam to get people to take a shot that will have far-reaching implications. This is going to resonate long after you and I are gone. It will resonate throughout your lineage. That is, if you even have one. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. It is no longer a conspiracy theory to believe that this scam that has stolen trillions of dollars just from Americans, imagine what the price tag is around the world. It's taken the scam part. I'm not talking about the disease. The scam part has taken hundreds of thousands of lives, possibly killed more people than the disease itself, over what is little more than a flu. And what you've learned and what you're going to hear in this clip we play from this Dr. Reiner Fulmich is the test never worked. It was part of a scam so that they could make it appear as though there was this global pandemic that was going to kill everybody. If you're a free-thinking individual and you're afraid of the Wu flu right now, success for them. Because you should be no more afraid of the Wu flu than you are of the flu. But we panicked. And Dr. Fulmich is telling you what's happened. He's saying there is no corporate, government-private partnership. He goes, the private sector owns the politicians. They have bought and paid for them. If you think your politicians are in your favor, they are not. Anyway, here's a clip from Dr. Reiner Fulmich. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. See what you think about what he says.
The self-appointed corporate elites and the self-appointed political elites. The political elites are their own. They've bought them. They've trained them through their Young Global Leaders program, for example. Private-public partnership means a hostile takeover of our politicians by them. We think it's our politicians. No, it's theirs. So this whole thing would have exploded, and we all would have found out about it, and they wanted to keep us from learning this, and that's why they needed a distraction, and that's why in December of 2019 they came up with the corona pandemic, even though there were no cases. They needed to create, that's what drove them into an early start, and that's why they're making so many mistakes, apart from the fact that most of them are stupid as hell. But they're making many, many mistakes, and that is helping us. Because they were driven into an early start, they didn't have any cases. Even in Wuhan, China, which is where they claim the whole thing started, we don't know if it's true, they didn't have any cases. So what they needed is cases. Why did they need cases? Because they needed to declare the international, what is it called, the Public Health Emergency of International Concern, or short, FAKE, P-H-E-I-C. Fake. So obvious. It's in our faces. But in order to declare this, and why did they need this? Not for the mask mandates, not for social distancing, but they needed it for the introduction of untested new drugs, for the vaccines. Because that is the only basis on which they can use untested new drugs, on the basis of an international health emergency. And that's what this Public Health Emergency of International Concern is there for. Didn't have any cases, so they called Drosten. He's neither a professor nor is he a doctor of medicine. He's a fake. So they called him and told him, just as they had done 20 years earlier during the bird flu, come up with a PCR test that will tell us about infections. And he claims he did that. The two basic lies on which everything rides here come from him. One is there are asymptomatic infections. Of course, there aren't any. And even if there were, they don't play a role in this. The most recent study is that which was conducted in Wuhan with 10 million people involved. This is at the end of 2020, and it shows there are no asymptomatic infections. This is a question of just of logic. If you go see a doctor and tell them, I have a problem, the first thing the doctor is going to ask you is, what symptoms do you have? What are you going to say? I don't have any, except Drosten and Fauci. Yeah, right. Go see an exorcist, something like that. So there are no asymptomatic infections, but he needed that, or the WHO, which promoted his ideas and recommended them to the entire world, they needed this in order to make everyone afraid of everyone, because even if you look perfectly healthy, you pose a potential danger, according to their logic. And then he came and said, but I do have a solution for this, because I have invented a new PCR test, and I can tell you precisely who is infectious and who isn't. That is the second lie. I'm saying lie because we can prove that he lied when he said asymptomatic infections, because he was referring, in a preprint, he was referring to a woman who traveled into Germany, Frankfurt, Germany, from China, And he pointed at her as an example of someone having absolutely no symptoms but being very infectious because she infected some people down in southern Germany, in Bavaria. But another scientist read this preprint and pointed out to Drosten, you're wrong. This woman did have symptoms because she was eating anti-flu medication, and you don't do that because it tastes so great. And ultimately, it turned out she had been infected by her own parents, and of course she had symptoms. She was sweating, et cetera, et cetera. Second lie, he says, I have invented the PCR test, which will tell you who really is infectious. And of course, that's a blatant lie because PCR tests, as the real inventor, Kerry Mullis, has said over and over and over again, is not for diagnostic purposes. It is for scientific purposes, but not for diagnostic purposes, because it cannot tell the difference between dead and live matter. So when you test positive, it is very likely that it tests positive because the test finds the fragments of your body's immune system's fight against the common cold or the flu. It cannot tell the difference. Also, for someone to be infected with a virus, you need a whole virus to enter your cells and start replicating there. These tests, the Roche machines, all they see is fragments of a virus. They never see whole viruses. So for these two reasons, and there's others, for these two reasons, it is absolutely, totally, completely impossible for a PCR test to tell you anything about infections.
Now, as you consider what he just said, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Understand, we're having global summits over this. You can't put your social media on without something coming up for COVID. You can't watch TV without COVID. You can't ride down the freeway without testing and get your shot and vaccines and all this stuff. And what have we uncovered over the past, well, certainly it's been over, as far as I'm concerned, it's been the past 18 months. But what have we uncovered just in the past 2 weeks? Shots don't work. Doesn't matter how many you get, they don't work. Oh, get the third one. No, get the fourth one. Now, what did he say? He said, oh, by the way, part that we didn't put in there, because this is an hour-long interview, unbelievable interview. He said, they went back and they studied how Pfizer and all these three different shot manufacturers gave out the test. He says they would take breaks, and some of them would kill you. They would give out doses that would kill you. Then they would take a break, and another one would come in with their dosage and kill you. Okay, and he goes, thousands of deaths, but he says they would kill them in such small numbers that they were doing it in a way to find out what would raise your red flag. If you hear the whole interview, it's even more scary. I'll put it that way. But he says it was systematic, testing the fence. But it's killing people. And that's why I told you, you will never, forget about it, you will never, ever get the entire data of this disease. You will never get it. They will never tell you how many people actually caught it and have immunity to it. They will never tell you the number of people who actually died from it. Because the PCR, what he just described, that's why the CDC had to back off of it because they're, oh, well, you know, God. Sorry, folks. Everybody who tested positive. And, oh, by the way, remember when I would mock you guys? Now I would mock the whole idea that, are you kidding? You're asymptomatic? Do you know what asymptomatic means? Remember, I was like, it means you're not sick. If you don't have a symptom, how can you be sick?
Oh, you're a potential carrier. You could kill your grandmother and your grandfather.
So everybody looks at everybody going, oh, I don't care what you, if you think you're well, you might not be well. Mm-mm, don't you go coughing and breathing over here. They didn't want you breathing in the same building. And of course, what was it for? Being patriotic. Go get that shot. Go get that vaccine. Let me ask you, are you more or less willing today to get the vaccine? Because if you say what I think you say, it means we're winning. We're starting to wake up.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.